And with that, I invite you to close your eyes. And as you tune in to the frequency of your body, if you imagine within you a crystalline structure that is listening and attuning to every vibration and frequency that you create, the sounds that come out of your mouth, the vibrations it creates in the air with the words you choose, are programming the crystalline structure within your body. What words do you choose to use in your daily life? What words do you choose to use to others in your daily life? What vibration and frequency do you wish to program within the crystalline structure of your body? And the crystalline structure within your body also responds to the energy you vibrate from the core of your being. When you are in the vibration of joy, laughter, and happiness, the crystalline structure within your body is feeling that, recording that, holding that memory. When you have periods where you have grief, anger, sadness, your crystalline structure also feels that, but the energy of love and joy and happiness has the ability to neutralize that emotion. The inappropriate emotions within your body are able to be neutralized by surrounding it with love, joy, and happiness. So if you imagine laying foundations for your crystal, imagine that every time you have joy or laughter and happiness and compassion, you're adding a new stripe within your crystal. And in this new energy, we are being attuned to the crystalline field of the earth, and the light-dark ratio of that crystalline grid has changed. There is more light on that crystalline grid than what there is darkness. And as you attune to the vibration and frequency of the Earth's new crystalline grid, you have a resource there you can connect to in those moments where you can amplify the joy. Because joy is sacred. It is one of the core teachings from the Pleiadian Star Mothers. Joy is sacred. And if you can sustain joy, you will live longer. If you can sustain joy, you will chase away any disease within your body. And so let us all hold on to that frequency, that vibration of joy, that child life that we have within us, where everything is in awe and wonder and magic and holds infinite possibilities. And from that place of infinite possibilities, let us welcome in Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. You might have noticed something that we speak about, we've spoken about, my partner has spoken about, but there are those here who need to hear it. My partner does not prepare for channeling, and many do. There are those who have to prepare and take a few moments in order for them to go from one energy to another to receive what they're receiving. This has been very, very common through the ages of those who would channel. Even the shamans will do that sometimes before ceremony. To get rid of that which they consider a worldly countenance and go into that which they say is a sacred countenance. It makes sense. You might notice my partner doesn't do that. It was some years ago when I told him something that he then equates and relates, and I want you to hear it. And it has to do with the shift, and it has to do with the energy. It has to do with you. I told him it was time to go to the next level. He was disappointed because he thought he was at the top level. This is very human to not understand that the top level, he would vanish. He would ascend. He would disappear. That's the top level. When mastery is not even enough, and you go into a place and a time where you cease to be human and go back to your soul, that's the next level. That's the top level. And he asked what it was that I was talking about, and I said, "You're playing church." And he said, "What does that mean?" And he said, You say I'm playing church, I have nothing to do with church. And I told him that he shows up and channels and then he gets off and he's Lee. And then he shows up and he channels and then he gets off the stage and then he's Lee. And I said, it's time for a meld of mastery. So that the Kryon energy is with you all the time. And like you were turning on a water spigot, you simply turn it on. And it's there, and the source comes from that which is in you. And at that point in time, he said something funny, which is very common for my partner. He asked me, would it hurt? And I told him he'll live longer if he does it. I told him he'd be healthier if he does it. I told him all the cells of the body are waiting for it. And he did that. And it took time for him to understand what the meld meant. But he changed, and he was a different person at that point. My partner has gone through a number of phases of changes, just like you have. He's never done, dear ones, just like you are never done. And in that, it is an example of what we are saying even to you today. Do you come to a meeting like this to respond to the energy and to feel that which is the love of spirit surging through you and the information warming your heart, and then you leave without it? Until the next meeting where you do the same thing and it becomes something that feeds your soul. There are those also who are what I would call new age information junkies, who simply want new information, and it seems to feed that intellectual of theirs. But it stops at that, and they never then receive that which is the love that goes with it, or the message that goes with it. And the message is, take this information and change your heart. That is the whole reason for this, all of this. All of the joy, the fun, the laughter, the instruction, the feeling of the compassion, the love that I would present to you, all of this is a package that challenges who you are and the meld that is possible. The mountaintop experience is what some of you have in this experience, and that is to say, it's a high for you to be here. It's a high for you to be in the presence, perhaps, of the channeling and the channelers, those who are with the family of Kryon, and you come and you have this mountaintop experience, and then you leave and it's gone. That is human nature. There is no admonishment. It's human nature. You have to unlearn that and understand that the energy that you feel here, are you ready? I want you to take this home with you. The energy you feel here, imbued into you, can be permanent. You take it home. All of the information that has been presented goes into that, which is that, your psyche, And you may not remember all of the facts and the figures, perhaps even the concepts or the names, but it all went in. And you can't undo it. You heard it, you reacted to it. That's permanent if you wish it to be. And you carry around what you've learned from it or the feelings you had when you learned it. You don't have to repeat it to anyone. You don't have to repeat it to yourself. You don't have to run home and write it down. It's in there at some level. You realize that. This is an experience that has gone into your psyche and stays. And the invitation in this shift, in this new age, is to take it to yourself and put it metaphorically into your heart in a way that it can pour out at any time, in any place, in the same fashion that you received it today. But let it pour out in that which is experiential. You run into a situation which is hurting your heart, or worse, it is confrontational, or something that is designed to make you uncomfortable or angry or fearful. And at that point in time, you can either go to those places or you can go to this place. And if you go to this place in those situations, let it pour out. And in that time, you react differently than is expected. Your reaction is kindness or compassion or understanding or perhaps even silence. When you're expected to react, you don't. Instead, you observe and you think about what could I do, which is the most benevolent thing at this point in time. And sometimes, dear ones, it's nothing. So instead of responding, reacting, defending, or any of those things, sometimes it's nothing. And there are those who will say, there's that person who will not then defend themselves. And I'll tell you, a master does not defend themselves. And a master often will be silent, even though there are those around him who will say, well, that's a sign of weakness. I'll tell you what it's a sign of. It's a sign of mastery. And in their mind, that weakness that they see is old energy response conditioning. You didn't do what they expected in an old energy that an old energy human being would do. What you do instead is something that you know is appropriate for the time and sacred for the time, no matter what they think, no matter what they do next. This is the new human. To understand that you take these things with you and you live on a day-by-day basis with them. I was telling my partner, he was playing church, and this is what it is. You dress up and go to a building and you hear a channeling and a situation and whatever and you leave. Until the next time, not understanding that you're supposed to take it with you. And he was guilty of the same thing. He was turning me on and off in his life. As a channel on stage to many, until I told him, you can't do that. It's time for me to be with him all the time. There'll be situations where I speak through him and you're not aware of his channeling. And this happens constantly. It may happen tomorrow. This is what he carries, dear ones. That is an addition to what you think you see. That is what appears sometimes when he is not necessarily ready for it. But he is aware of it. And slowly he changed to the one that you see now. And that'll be different even next year and the next year and the next year. Because these things then graduate. So let me tell you about yourself. There is a system where the light starts to increase. This is the metaphor from yesterday. And that light starts to increase within you by itself because you're using it. Now, this is not a three-dimensional idea. In 3D, anything that you put inside of you is usually then used, and you have to put it in again. And again, or in the case of a lamp that you have to restore the kerosene, it burns up. And then you have to fill it up again. This particular idea is a human being three-dimensional concept paradigm. What I'm telling you now is that the light that you carry today and the things that you learn every day will start to grow within itself. It'll grow by itself. And the maturity and the things that you learn along the way may come through your intuition, and you never come to a meeting like this again. And you'll start understanding things are changing within me, you'll say. And I don't know what is next or how it's working, but I seem to be in a gradual state of awareness. And it's changing how I feel even about those I'm with. This is you. Because this is the new lighthouse. A lighthouse that generates more light than is available. Did you hear that? Where 2 + 2 = 5, and then it's 6, and then it's 7. Self-generating light. And that's because you looked, dear ones. This is where those who are with you come into play. We told you in a previous channel in this room that you come in with an entourage. And that when you start to avail it, and you start to then have energy from it, and you start to say yes, and you ask for guidance, and it starts to work in your life, that's because they are feeding you with more light. This is the entourage that you ask for that slowly, with you, starts to give you more than you thought was there. And you start to understand, I'm more than the sum of the parts. And what that means is I seem to have more light, more awareness. Things are happening in my life that I didn't even know that I could create. And that's because you're learning to create them. Some of you are receiving things you didn't even ask for, but you did at a certain level. As soon as you say yes to one thing, dear ones, the guides and the angels will give you as much as you can take. Did you hear that? As soon as you say yes to Spirit, which is to say, I am interested, the guides will pour to you all that you can accept. Some are saying, I'm getting more than I ask for. No, you're not. Learn to deal with it. No, you're not. Some are starting to realize, who are new to this, that you're coming into what you're here for. Can you imagine my partner's whole idea of what was going on when he sat in that chair when he was in his mid-40s? When his career had been established, when some people are actually starting to plan for retirement in 20 years, his life started over. And he actually said to Spirit, I'm too old to start something. And I told him, you have plenty of years, and I'll give you more the longer you do it. Now he understands all of that. He understands that the energy levels are being given as needed, as needed. He understands all that I told him from so many years ago, and it took him a long time, that you're never too old to start. And then when I told him what he would do the next time he arrived on the planet, he understood and realized that everything he does to his last breath is a preparation for what's to come. And that is another concept that you do not want to think about. Because you think of your own self and your own personal idea of who you are as in this life. Because the next life is hidden from you, the concept perhaps, of changing and coming and going and becoming young again, and all the things that you look forward to are hidden completely. They're not in your psyche. This is the way it should work, so that you're on your own this lifetime, not knowing what happened last time or the next time, not having any idea. On your own, meaning it's time now for you to make the decisions this lifetime. Is it possible that this light that you carry enhances your biology to the point where you'll live longer because of it? And the answer is yes. And here is why. These things I have talked about only briefly before. Is there a consciousness in your cells? The answer is yes. It has a name, and you've used it loosely, and it's called innate. Your cells represent a smart body. It is the attribute that homeopathy counts on. There are so many things that talk to innate or smart body, dear ones. And one of them is your own consciousness. When you give the affirmations that you give out loud, you are addressing that which is your smart body, your cellular structure, even your subconscious. All of those things, you will say, and a psychologist would say, are not addressable directly. That there have to be other things you do that help address them, and they'd be correct. So in that, I am telling you that your cells are intelligent beyond what you give them credit for. I'll say this again, and I've said it before. A human being in an older energy tends to live in their head. That's where everything is. That's where you hear everything, taste everything, see everything, all the pleasure centers, it's all there. And they tend to look down at the rest of their body and say, I hope it works, and I hope it makes it. Thinking that they, are only with their brain. Very, very common. And this is then enhanced by every single medical commercial you see on television. You're not responsible, it's not your fault, so you have to then drug yourself to make that body work. So your very own society enhances this old energy paradigm. The truth is this. It's a whole body experience right down to your toenail. They all know who you are. Every single cell is waiting for the boss to talk to it. And we've given this message so many times, but in this time, it's slightly different. This intelligent body knows of your awareness. If you wish to talk to it, it helps a lot. If you wish to take this light you have and then spread it around your cells and your body to thank every organ, to thank every limb, to actually address your body, thank you for working with me. Thank you for all you're doing, cells. Together, we're going to live a long time. And what happens is this message plus the affirmations goes into the system of health in you. And balance starts to occur. Not only balance, intuitive ideas of what to change in your life that might help will also occur. Perhaps that is eating different. Perhaps that is moving to another place. All of these things come from your cellular structure talking to your innate, talking to your intuition, and it goes right into that mind of yours, and you get an idea. That's your cellular structure talking to you. And so I'll say it again. Light workers will live longer if they accept the meld, and they understand what that is, and they cognize God as a partner, not as a deity in the sky who's going to reward or punish them later. But as a partner in life to the degree that they cannot separate themselves from this wonderful, beautiful feeling of God, of spirit, of a creative source. Oh, if you could see yourself as we see you, it'd take your breath away. We have known you for eternity. Soul, you were created in love. Soul, you were created to be a part of the soup that is the creation itself, filled with love, compassion. And we all have our hands out in this shift, saying, please, at some point in time, take a look at what's really there. How old you might be, how wise you might be, what you've been through, not here, but in many universes to precede this one. And how long you will exist after that. Eternal you are in both directions. And in all of this, you might see your magnificence and gasp at how beautiful we see you. And that might influence who you think you are and what will happen next in your life, or what you can do you didn't think you could do. And that's so much. Light is so powerful in these dark times. Darkness will run away from you wherever you walk eventually, and that's called mastery. And mastery is not that which means walking on the water and attracting millions. It means one day at a time with God as your partner, and a love that doesn't go away, and joy that doesn't go away, and help when you need it, and a longer lasting life. That's how we see you. And the message is, please see yourself in the same way. And when you do, you'll know exactly what this message is all about. I am crying in love with humanity. And so it is.